Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, Joe McGee going through the Bible, book by book, Genesis to Revelation. But we're going through in chronological order as it happened, not as it was written. And I've shared so many times the Bible's written from the longest book to the shortest book. Genesis covers some 2,500 years, and then go down to the book of Jude, which is the shortest book. So it's written from the longest book to the shortest book, not in chronological order. What we're doing in this program is going through the Bible in chronological order as it happened. And it makes a lot more sense when you do that. So we're diving in today on Judges chapter 10, because Abimelech's died. Now all of a sudden, we can't find a good king. We're going to find just a string of just goofy people trying to become king. So let you know how it can go bad in a hurry. When you don't take God's guy or God's woman, it can go south in a hurry. So Judges chapter 10 and verse 1. After Abimelech died, Tola, the son of Phua, the son of Dodo, was the next person to rescue Israel. He was from the tribe of Issachar, but lived in the town of Shamar on the hill country, Ephraim. He judged Israel for 23 years. When he died, he was buried in Shamir. After he died, Jair from Gilead ruled in Israel for 22 years. His 30 sons rode around him on 30 donkeys, and they owned 30 towns in the land of Gilead, which is still called the towns of Jair, where Jair died. He was buried in Canaan. Verse 6. Again, the Israelites did evil in the Lord's sight. They served images of Baal, of Asherah, and the gods Ammon, Seman, Moab, Ammon, Philistia. They abandoned the Lord and no longer served him at all. So the Lord burned with anger against Israel, and he turned them over to the Philistines and the Ammonites, who began to oppress them for a year. So for 18 years, they oppressed all the Israelites east of the Jordan River in the land of the Amorites, that is Gilead. The Amorites also crossed into the west side of Jordan and attacked Judah and Benjamin and Ephraim. The Israelites were in great distress. Finally, they cried out to the Lord for help, saying, "We have sinned against you. We have abandoned you. It's our God. We have served the images of Baal." Verse 11, the Lord replied, "Did I not rescue you from the Egyptians, the Amorites, the Ammonites, the Philistines, the Sidonians, the Amalekites, the Moabites? When they oppressed you, you cried out to me for help, and I rescued you. Yet you have abandoned me and served other gods. So I will not rescue you anymore. Go and cry out to the other gods you have chosen. Let them rescue you in your hour of distress." But the Israelites pleaded with the Lord and said, "We have sinned. Punish us as you see fit. Only rescue us today from our enemies." The Israelites have put aside the foreign gods and served the Lord, and he was grieved by their misery. That time the armies of Ammon had gathered together for war and were camped in Gilead, and the people of Israel assembled and camped in Mizpah. And the leaders of Gilead said to each other, "Whoever attacks the Ammonites will become ruler over the people of Gilead." Chapter 11, verse 1. And now Jephthah of Gilead was a great warrior. He was a son of Gilead, but his mother was a prostitute. So Gilead's wife also had several sons, and when they had grew up, they chased Jephthah out of the land. "You will not get any of our family's inheritance," they said. "You are the son of a prostitute." So Jephthah fled from his brothers who lived in the land of Tob. So he had a brand new band of worthless rebels following him. So here again, worthless rebels. Got sorry men, got a sorry leader, and you got sorry men following a sorry leader. About this time, the Ammonites began their war against Israel. When the Ammonites attacked, the elders of Gilead sent for Jephthah in the land of Tob. The elders said, "Come, be our commander. Help us fight the Ammonites." But Jephthah said to them, "Aren't you the ones who hated me, drove me out of my father's house? Why do you come now when you're in trouble? Because we need you, the elders replied. If you will lead us in the battle against the Ammonites, we will make you ruler over the people of Gilead. Jephthah said to the elders, let me get this straight. If I come with you, and if the Lord gives me victory over the Ammonites, you will really make me ruler over all the people? The Lord is our witness, the elders replied. We promise to do whatever you say. So Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him their leader, their ruler, commander of the army. At Mizpah, in the presence of the Lord, Jephthah repeated what he said to the elders. Then Jephthah sent messengers to the kings of Ammon, asking, why have you come to fight against my land? The kings of Ammon answered Jephthah's messengers, when the Israelites came out of Egypt, they stole land from the Ammon River to the Jabbok River, all the way to Jordan. Now then, give it back. Give the land back peaceably. Jephthah sent this message back to the Ammonite king. This is what Jephthah said. Israel not steal land from Moab and Ammon. When the people of Israel arrived in Kadesh on their journey from Egypt crossing the Red Sea, they sent messengers to the king of Edom asking permission to pass through the land. But the request was denied. Then they asked the king of Moab for a similar permission, but he wouldn't let them pass through either. So the people of Israel stayed in Kadesh. Finally, they went around Edom, through Moab, through the wilderness. They traveled on Moab's eastern border, and they camped on the other side of the Ammon River. But they never once crossed the Ammon River into Moab, for the Arnon was the border of Moab. Then Israel sent messengers to King Sihon of the Amorites, who ruled in Hash, asking permission to cross through the land to get to their destination. But the King Sihon didn't trust Israel to pass through the land. Instead, he mobilized his army and attacked them. But the Lord God of Israel gave the people victory over King Sihon. So Israel took control of the land of the Amorites that lived there in that region, from Ammon River and the Jabbok River to the eastern wilderness of Jordan. So you see, it was the Lord, the God of Israel, who took away the land from the Amorite and gave it to Israel. Why should we give it back to you? You keep whatever your God Shemesh gives you, and we will keep whatever the Lord our God gives us. Are you any better than Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Didn't he try to make a case against Israel for disputed land? Did he go to war against them? Israel has been living there for 300 years, inhabiting its surrounding settlements all the way to Ahar and its settlements, the towns along the Ammon River. Why have you made no effort to recover it before now? Therefore, I have no sinned against you. Rather, you have wronged me by attacking me. Let the Lord, who is the God of Israel, decide today which of us is right, Israel or Ammon. But the king of Ammon paid no attention to Jephthah's message. That time, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah. He went throughout the land of Gideon and Manasseh, including Mizpah at Gilead. From there he led an army against Ammonites. And Jephthah made a vow to the Lord. He said, if you give me victory over the Ammonites, I will give the Lord whatever comes out of my house to meet me when I return in triumph and sacrifice him as a burnt offering. This is where you got to learn to not let your mouth get ahead of yourself. Whatever comes out of my house, I will give it as a burnt offering. So Jephthah led his army against the Ammonites, and the Lord gave him victory. He crushed them, devastating about 20 towns from Asher near Minrith, as far away as Abel-Kiam, and this way Israel defeated the Ammonites. When Jephthah returned home to Mizpah, his daughter came out to meet him, playing on a tambourine, dancing for joy. She was the one and only child. He had no other sons or daughters. When he saw her, he tore his clothes in anguish. Oh, my daughter, he cried. You have completely destroyed me. You brought me disaster on me. He brought disaster on me. For I had made a vow to the Lord. I cannot take it back. She said, Father, if you made a vow to the Lord, you must do to me what you vowed. The Lord has given you a great victory over your enemies, the Ammonites. But first, let me do one thing. Let me go up to Rome in the hills and weep with my friends for 2 months because I will die a virgin. You may go, Jephthah said, and he sent her away for 2 months. She and her friends went to the hills, wept because they would never have children. When she returned home, her father kept the vow that he had made, and she died a virgin. So it became a custom in Israel for young Israelite women to go away 4 days each year to lament for the fate of Jephthah's daughter. Now, that is a long, long, very sad story. It is just a long, sad story. But what I love about God, when you read, especially through the Old Testament, read the story, God is a very just God. God is very fair. God said, I set before you life, death, blessing, cursing. You get to choose. So God lets us choose all the time. And so we need to be able to hear the voice of God so we make the right choice. Lord, should I go left or right? Should I go north or south? Should I go east or west? And God will show us. He said he would order our steps. He would direct our paths. He would guide us into all truth. He would show us things to come. God has never left his people, but he won't make us listen. He won't make us listen. So today, take some time and kind of listen to God. I used to keep a yellow pad with me. Keep a pad or notebook or something. And every day you get up, just get quiet for just a minute. Get quiet. Say, Lord, I'm here. Talk to me. Show me something. I'm willing to listen. And you'll be surprised that you'll just get a message. You'll just get a word. Might be just a word you get in your mind. Like, well, that's a good word. I'll take that. I'll write that down. Because God orders steps, not miles. And so just get used to paying attention to God and listening to his voice. And it'll go real good. Thanks for listening today. God bless, guys. Tune in next time.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. And we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.